a centuries-old bell tower crumbling as a magnitude 7.0 earthquake strikes the Philippines' northern provinces. It sent people out of their homes and buildings and into the streets. The tremor was felt all the way to the capital, Manila, 300 kilometers to the south, where metro train operations were disrupted.
Of course, I was afraid because we didn't feel that much shaking with previous quakes. But with this one, the impact was really strong. We felt it on the 11th floor. There were items that fell down, so we panicked a bit. But we managed to calm ourselves.
In severely affected areas, small buildings caved, walls crumbled, and historic structures gave in. The earthquake cracked open concrete roads and triggered landslides.
Landslides are a problem, especially not only for earthquakes, but during rain. So we have to make sure that areas that are affected by landslide and starting or incipient landslide should be avoided.
Let them do their work.
President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. opted not to travel to the region, which is where his hometown is located. But he assured victims of the national government's continuing efforts to help them recover from the disaster.
The earthquake that struck northern Philippines did not generate a tsunami warning, but government seismologists warn while the worst may be over, aftershocks are expected to persist for days. Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Manila.
Richard Gordon is the chairman and chief executive officer at the Philippine Red Cross. He says the team is actively responding and supporting relief efforts across affected areas.
Just about 1990, July 16, you had a very big earthquake in that area in Baguio, and a lot of people died there. And now, July 27, we have another earthquake, and it affects basically more or less the same areas, except for in central Luzon, which was affected. They called it the Luzon earthquake. So, of course, people are more prone to being prepared. But, of course, you can never prepare for a very, very strong earthquake. This is one of the stronger ones of late. Well, right now we're in the evacuation centers in certain areas. We're doing psychological support. A lot of people have been traumatized and had panic. We have provided, for example, because first aid and psychological support. Also, we have distributed face masks and hygiene items. And we'll soon be providing blankets and mosquito nets, treated mosquito nets, because we have a current problem of dengue. And we are providing water treatment units as well as tankers. And the rest of the chapters, and we have about 20 chapters around that area, are ready to assist with ambulances. We have four ambulances there in the areas already. We didn't have to bring anybody to the hospital. So far, I'm glad that very few people have been killed relatively, and certainly the casualties haven't gone awry. But there is a COVID situation, so we have to be careful about it.